Hello, everyone, and welcome to Me, You, Us, a well-being podcast. I'm your host, Bill Krieger, and today is Memorial Day, so we have a special edition of the podcast. My guest is Kyle Crompton. He's a project cost estimator at Consumers Energy. So, Kyle, if you'd introduce yourself, we'll get the conversation started.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me. My name's Kyle Crompton, and like Bill said, I work in the project estimating department. I've been doing that for, I think I've been with Consumers now for about 4 or 5 years. I'm an active member of the Army National Guard. I'm in an aviation unit. And when I'm not working or doing my Army stuff, I enjoy spending time with my wife and our three daughters.
How old are your children?
Man, I'm going to date myself here now. My oldest is going to turn 12 here in this next month. And then my middle is 11. And then, well, she'll be 11 in August. And then my youngest is 10.
So those are exciting ages. My children are all out of the house now. So I tell everyone, enjoy the time that you have because you'll blink and it'll be over. And I know you probably hear that all the time.
I do. You know, it's so true, though. It's crazy. I mean, being gone, I just as we've talked previously, I was gone this last year on a deployment. And the time that I left and when I got back, how much they grew was absolutely crazy. So it does. It goes quick.
Yes, especially when you're not at home. Today is Memorial Day, and as we've done in the past, I like to talk with veterans about Memorial Day and what it means to them. So, Kyle, can you talk a little bit to the audience about what does Memorial Day mean to you, and then how do you recognize it?
Absolutely. So Memorial Day for me is, and I'll be transparent here with you, Bill, I mean, it's kind of evolved. Especially after this last deployment. Before I deployed, I always thought it was really important to remember and recognize those that have paid the ultimate sacrifice. But after experiencing and witnessing some of that firsthand on this last deployment, it has even deeper meaning to me now. I think it's extremely important that we take a moment and pause and remember those that have not come home, you know, that have paid that ultimate sacrifice, and be it a first responder or somebody in the military, it's important to remember them and honor that sacrifice.
I couldn't agree more. And you were talking about coming off from deployment. I know that my deployment really did change my viewpoint of Memorial Day. You know, as a company commander, I remember standing up promising all of these families that I would bring their children, their husbands, their wives, their significant others. I promised that I would bring them all home. And while as a team, we brought everybody home, certainly not everyone came home the way that they left. And so it really changed how I looked at Memorial Day. So can you talk to us a little bit about your deployment? It sounds like you just recently got back. Where did you go and how was that for you?
Yeah, absolutely. It feels like it was recent. I got a little bit of time now. I got back in November of 2020. I was deployed as part of Operation Inherent Resolve to Iraq from October of, it was about October of 2019 through November of 2020. And we're an aviation unit, so we were the primary aviation asset for CENTCOM, which essentially is most of the Middle East. And I was in Iraq I was in Camp Taji, Iraq, and I was specifically there for about 6-7 months, and then we ended up shutting that base down. And so when we shut the base down, I went down to Camp Buren, Kuwait, and finished up the deployment down there. But we had operations in, I think, 5 different countries, and we were there at the invitation of the Iraqi government to help support the fight against ISIS. So it was a very interesting experience, I guess is a way to put it. I was honored to absolutely go and stand up and serve our country And we talk about Memorial Day and, you know, you as a commander making that ultimate commitment to not only your soldiers, but to their friends and families. And that has a whole new meaning and appreciation to me now. When we first were deploying, when we first got there, all indications were that, you know, things are going to be relatively calm and there hasn't been any attacks or anything like that in quite some time. Well, very quickly that changed, and the operation tempo and some of the events that were happening in that part of the world changed that. We were basically constantly under threat almost the whole time that I was there. And we had a number of major things happen. The first one being the Iran ballistic missile attack. And that was definitely not a fun experience. I remember there's a couple things that stick with you, you know, in those moments. And one of them that really sticks with me is I remember sitting there in the bunker when the incoming alarms were going off. And we had no idea where those were all going to hit or impact. And my senior NCO, he looked over at us all sitting there in the bunker and he goes, you know, if you're a religious person, now is the time to pray. And, you know, you can look at somebody and you can see that sense of just, I guess the right word is fear, you know, because there's nothing you can do against that except sit in bunker in place. And so, you know, that was kind of the first big event of the deployment, I should say. And fortunately, we all survived that attack. And there's a number of soldiers, a number of excellent soldiers that, because of their heroism, there was a lot of people that survived. Unfortunately, some of those soldiers ended up having some pretty serious brain injuries from it and probably will never fully recover. And kind of ties into why Memorial Day has a new meaning for me is because of things like that. Nothing really prepares you for that stuff. You can train and you can train and you can train, but until you experience it firsthand and you see the loss and the pain that comes from that, it definitely gives a new meaning for all the people that have stepped up and gone before us and what they sacrificed. The second and third instances, this was a few months later, and it's not funny, but it's something that my birthday will have a different meaning for me every year, right, for the rest of my life. On March 11th and then on March 14th, we had about, I think it was around 60 or 70 rockets impact at Camp Taji. And normally, it's crazy to say this, normally that's, you know, you go back a few years in the Iraq War, and that wasn't necessarily a huge, I mean, it's a big deal, but we had defense systems in place that would help protect against attacks like that. Well, we didn't have any of those, and so all of the rockets made it through, and unfortunately, we had a handful of soldiers pay the ultimate sacrifice on during those attacks. And a number of soldiers get injured. And it was, you know, crazy. It was absolute chaos. And I had just a small taste of what it's really like. And it's not pretty, it's not glorious. And, you know, it just kind of, again, further illustrates how grateful I am for everybody else that's gone before us. You know, and seeing and experience just ungodly atrocities, you know, for the love of our country, and endured those things so that we can have the opportunities that we have today. And I'm forever grateful for those that have come before and paid that sacrifice.
We look at what we did and sometimes compare it to what people went through in World War One, or what people went through in World War Two, or even what people witnessed and went through during the Vietnam War. But I think that throughout the history of this country, people have been willing to stand up and sacrifice themselves for the greater good or for the good of others, and to pay homage to them is just amazing. You know, when you talk about what you experienced when you were in Taji, and when I think about back to my experience in northern Iraq, I was actually in Mosul, so not too far from where you were at. I was just there a little bit earlier. I think about when I came back, and I read somewhere, someone wrote down, you know, it's sometimes it's more difficult to come back from war than it is to go off to war. And interestingly enough, I came back in November of 07, and there wasn't a lot of time between stepping off the battlefield and then stepping into my office and going back to work. And I'm just wondering, was that your experience? And, you know, how was it for you when you first came back, and how are you doing now, and how did you get here?
Yeah, those are all great comments, and it's been a journey. Coming back, and then it's kind of a weird feeling. You know, it's I almost didn't know how to. I felt like a, I guess the, I told my wife this. I felt like a stranger in my own life. You know, you go away to war, and you go and you do things, and you have your mission, and everything that you do is about accomplishing that mission. And then coming home, it was a tough transition, and especially coming home with COVID-19 going on, it was very weird. I felt like I couldn't really get back to normal. Like there wasn't a new, it was a new normal, but it wasn't how it was before I left. And so it was another thing to try and digest and get used to. The one, and this isn't like a shameless plug here, I sincerely mean this, the folks at Consumers Energy were absolutely phenomenal and continue to be. My direct supervisors and those that I work with really gave me the support and the time I needed to kind of decompress and get back to normal, to where I felt like I wasn't a stranger anymore in my own life. It took me time. I don't know how it was for you, Bill, but I mean, it took time. I remember it was on Veterans Day when I got back. When we were overseas, almost every holiday, we would get some form of an attack, right? And, excuse me, coming home, I was still kind of on edge. I had a hard time sleeping, and I remember I was sitting there watching a movie and couldn't sleep. It was like, I think right around midnight, the power went out, and this was on Veterans Day. And I tell you, I felt like I was right back overseas, and I was just, in my mind, I was just waiting for that, you know, incoming alarm to go off. And I like instant adrenaline rush, you know, I got up and started like patrolling around my house. Like, I mean, it sounds silly, but it's hard to let some of that go. And it definitely took some time to where I felt like I didn't need to be on edge all the time.
No, I do know what you're saying. And I remember things like reaching down on my side because I thought I had lost my sidearm, because for the whole time I was deployed, I had a 9mm pistol strapped to my side, and I carried an M4 rifle. And I can't tell you how many times I'd be in a restaurant and I would just jump because I thought I had lost my weapons, and then I realized I was home and I didn't have those weapons with me anymore. Or waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning every morning for the longest time for no reason at all. And just waking up and feeling like I needed to go make sure everything was okay. Hearing sounds that were familiar in combat, and hearing those sounds here, and again, going right to that high alert status. And I think it does take time to get past that. And, you know, for some people it's an easy transition, and for others it just takes time. But that's the beautiful thing about working for Consumers Energy. Again, I think you said it wonderfully. You know, we have great veterans programs here. We have the Veterans Advisory Panel, which is an employee resource group that is very instrumental in changing policy and taking care of our veterans, not to mention the veteran hiring programs we have. And you know, a year and a half ago, they created this position that I'm in as the Veterans Programs Manager here at Consumers. And so not only do we do outreach to bring veterans in, but we take care of veterans once they get here, because we know that the needs of veterans can sometimes be different from the needs of others. And I appreciate that you're here and that you're sharing your story. I know that it's still probably fresh to you, and you bring up a great point that with COVID coming back doesn't put you right back into what it was when you left either. It's you're just going kind of from one strange change to another strange change, and I've got to think that that has been maybe difficult and challenging at times for you.
Yeah, it was just weird, you know, like coming home, I was looking forward to, you know, planning a vacation with my family and just relaxing a little bit. And I guess it was a blessing, you know, trying to find the silver lining here, right? It was being at home, I was at home. So I had all the time in the world that I needed to with my family. My immediate family, I should say. The hard part, and I think everybody struggled with this over this last year, is not really being able to see my extended family. You know, it took quite some time, because all my extended family, they all live down in Ohio. And so I think it was a couple months after I got home before I could even really make it down there to go see them. And even that, you know, with COVID still going on and kind of raging on, it was still different. You know, I have not yet been able to go see. I just got my second vaccine shot, so I'm gonna try and make it a point here in the next couple of weeks to go down and see my grandma and grandpa. They're elderly, and their health is, you know, they got to watch, and so because of that, I have not seen them yet. And so things like that made it weird, but that's kind of been the name of the game for everybody. You know, so I think we're all kind of in that same boat, dealing with those stressors of what the pandemic has brought on.
Well, and I can hear it in your voice, Kyle, that family is important to you. And certainly getting to see extended family would probably really help out.
Yeah, it'd be nice. You know, and it's kind of, I mean, it's why we do what we do, right? As first responders and soldiers. You know, you do some of those things, and you endure through some of those challenges because you love and care about your friends and family. That's, at least for me, I can say that's a big motivator, for especially when you're overseas and, you know, you're taking it a day at a time, because you never know what the next day is going to bring. Thinking about friends and family is definitely what helped me get through a lot of those dark days.
Yes, absolutely. Especially around the holidays. I can relate to that. I know, again, every major holiday, I was in theater along with the other soldiers that I was with. So I do understand being able to communicate with family and thinking about family and so on is really helpful when you're there and in your transition back. So, Kyle, we are getting close to the end of the podcast, but I would love to open up the mic for you to share anything that you would like to share with our audience.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I just, I again want to reiterate how amazing it's been coming home and having the support of my supervisors and the support of the company. It made a huge difference, and just knowing that people care, knowing that they care about me, and not just, hey, did you get this done yet? You know, not just the work stuff, but are you doing okay? You know, we care about you, Kyle. We want to make sure you're all right. Those things, it felt like I had more family. And it made a huge difference for me. And with it being, you know, not only Memorial Day this month, but also Mental Health Awareness Month, it is phenomenal. Like, it's amazing to be part of a company that does this stuff, that cares the way that they do. And I just hope that if there is anybody that's having a hard time with things, you know, don't ever give up is kind of my shameless plug I'll say here. There's your Consumers family cares about you very, very much, and we want to see you succeed. We want to see you be happy and whole and healthy. And, you know, for me, I've had struggles as I've transitioned, but the Headspace app and some of the resources that the company offers have been really helpful. I can't tell you how many times during those moments where, you know, the adrenaline starts rushing and you kind of have a little flashback, just remembering to take a moment and breathe has been very, very helpful in calming back down, you know. So I guess that's the big thing for me is, you know, again, honoring those that have gone before us and remembering the sacrifice that they've made, because that's it's just incredible that people do that. And then just trying to be mentally and physically and spiritually healthy again, you know, getting back to a good spot. And I appreciate everything you do and the company does to help us out on the journey.
Well, Kyle, it's good to hear that you're using the resources that are available out there. It's so important to recognize when to take that deep breath. I know what you're saying, especially when that adrenaline starts coming. It's always good to know if I just take a deep breath and think about things, I'm going to be okay. And, you know, it is Mental Health Awareness Month, so I want the audience to know that it's okay not to be okay and that there are resources available. Please reach out and utilize them, whether it's calling a friend or family member or using one of the many resources that are available to you. If you're part of the Consumers Energy family, all the resources that are there. And if you're not, please reach out to your employer or your local resources that can help you out there. You know, as a military man, Kyle, I heard you say, you know, when we are overseas doing what we do and we endure those things in order that we may have the freedoms that we have here in our country today, we bring that home with us. And it's very important for everyone to know that when you're here and if you are struggling, you don't have to endure. You are not alone. Pick up the phone and call someone. Heck, call me. I would be more than happy to talk with you. But what I'm saying is that you do not have to do this on your own. You don't have to just push through, that there are people out there who care and are willing to help you. So, Kyle, thanks again for coming on and sharing your story with our consumers family and with really our podcast family, because we have people all over that listen. And I know that your story and what you have shared will touch someone's life and maybe help them get to where they need to be. So thanks again, Kyle.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure being part of this. Thank you.
And thank you to the audience for tuning in today. Remember, you can subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcasting platform. And be sure to take a few minutes and fill out our survey to let us know how we're doing. That can be found at bit.ly/me-you-us. And remember to tune in every Wednesday when we talk about the things that impact your personal well-being.